Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
being unmuted
up?
Doesn't. Oh, there we go. What's going on? Oh, dear God. Roxy! Sorry.
What's up?
What's going on? Can you hear me now?
Can you?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
What's another episode of the menu? It's just Mika and Brother B. Big Red is going to be coming on shortly, and Nicole is indisposed, as usual.
Yes, she is. Hey, not as usual. Not as usual. She's generally very... She's more reachable than me.
I got a mess with her.
You know when she hears that she's going to come after you, just so you understand.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Lord have mercy.
So
I'll fight like brother and sister.
We got a couple of things I want to get. But first of all, how are you doing? How was your day?
It was fine, and I'm just peachy. Thing one and thing two, y'all want to go? I'm yelling at the doggies.
Yeah. You know, I'm just, you know, sometimes I just don't know where to start.
Okay, well, that's a little vague.
I called in on Hot Rod's show the other night, and he was talking about that, I don't even know how to pronounce that dude's name.
Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick. Okay, yeah. So, he chose not to, you know, do the whole standing up thing during the Pledge of Allegiance, and a lot of people, are kind of bent out of shape about it. And my thing is, listen, you can't be bent out of shape on one thing, but then approve something else. It's like what you had posted on Facebook, and I posted it as well. This kid that killed the 9 people in the church.
Yes.
Last year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they have pictures of him burning a flag, and he killed 9 people in a church, but it's okay. No one has anything to say. It's you give him a pass on that.
Well, should
but
we explain why he gets a pass?
Well, before you say that, because I would love for you to go in on that, but I'm going to say this. Did you wonder why we have, I'm just going to say black people have an attitude? Because there's a double standard set. You acknowledge the double standard, and when we call you on it, you want to get mad because we're calling you on it. Now, go ahead. You go ahead. Floor is yours.
Well, for starters, and to touch on that really briefly, well, you do understand we're actually not supposed to call them on this, right? Oh, okay. I just want to point out that extremely ridiculous thought pattern that seems to permeate everywhere, no matter what. Basically, as many of us know, not because of what he is, but because of who he is. Okay, he is not of the dark equation. I love when I get a little PC about stuff like this. He's not of the dark equation. He lacks the melon in his skin. So therefore, and those who pretend to be the ruling 99%, which is ridiculous considering the most ridiculously atrocious thing they do, this is why he gets the pass, because it's okay for him to burn the flag, go in there and shoot people because he's white. He's not black. That's the bottom line. Because had a black person done that, obviously, forget about it, he wouldn't have even gotten taken out in handcuffs. He would have had a bullet in his right between the eyes. They were able to, they took this kid and I do say this because he is a child. He's an idiot of a child, but they took this child out with no problem, out in handcuffs. Everything was fine. But meanwhile, you got cops in Newark chasing down a 10-year-old, a 10-year-old saying that he fits the description of a robbery suspect.
Wait. You're going to pause the ball. Wait. Before you, Ellen, I just got to back up on that one. Big Red.
Yeah.
Big Red.
Hola,
chica. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold up.
Oh,
you're
so
rude. I was waiting. You was talking, so I was waiting.
No, oh, Hebrew, not you.
Yeah,
you're good.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know I'm being rude because, wait a minute, a 10-year-old?
You didn't hear
about this? I didn't
hear about
that.
This happened like last week.
I watch the news. It's very depressing. I don't really
watch
the news.
Wait, stop. I wasn't watching the news.
A 10-year-old did what?
I was on MSN.com. And it was also in the Jersey Journal. So here's what happened. Cops in Newark chased down a 10-year-old, and I say this again, 10-year-old boy, and I mean guns drawn on his child, because he fit the description of a robbery suspect. Now, I'm going to say this again. A 10-year-old little boy in Newark fits
you
the description
the word.
Of a robbery 10-year-old suspect.
Black boy?
Yes.
A 10-year-old black boy? Okay.
Yeah.
10-year-old black boy. Okay.
Fits
bro,
the description of a okay. He's 10.
Then he must have been a big-ass 10-year-old.
Listen, he wasn't smoking with cigarettes from the Boondocks. He wasn't that kid.
What was his name? Oh, LaMilton.
LaMilton. Listen, no. LaMilton, yeah. LaMilton Tayshaun. That was it. And sadly enough, in case people don't know, this actually did happen in Florida. The little boy that was in that episode drew him to a T had actually done exactly what that little boy had did, with the exception of slapping the grandmother around in the chicken spot. Anyway. But yeah, he was a 10-year-old little boy. Okay, number one, if your robbery subject is six and change, explain to me how a 10-year-old that's probably 5'5" fits the description.
Right, because there's no way he's that tall and he's only 10.
And you can tell a 10-year-old from an 18-year-old. You cannot be that stupid. Well. Yeah, well, if you're a cop in Newark, you're probably all that stupid. Never mind, I retract that.
Well, I mean,
anyway.
Look at the Tamir Rice situation. Tamir Rice. Oh, he had a gun.
Not only did he not have a gun, do you know what happened? The neighborhood had to actually stand around this kid and protect him from the cops. Like, I think it was about maybe 10 of the neighbors that got out there and was like, what are you doing? And that boggles the mind. He's 10. But meanwhile, the cop chased this 10-year-old down. He didn't do anything to anyone, but this freaking kid, Dylan Roof, who goes into a church, talks with
exactly.
the parishioners before executing 9 of them.
Exactly.
They take out after a standoff in handcuffs. But it's not as amusing to me as this whole scene with Chris Brown and the 14-hour standoff. Stop. Before you say anything.
All I can say is that is that boy wants to know about OJ. Did you know,
listen.
once the white girl came in the picture, honey, he don't know he was in trouble after
wait,
that.
I got to say something. Wait, actually, I want to touch on that, too. But understand something. Chris Brown was within his right to tell the cops, if you really think I did this, go get the search warrant. The cops
exactly.
did not have
exactly.
to stand outside of his house. So that
but
right there proved it.
Wait a minute.
But again, it proves the LAPD, but that's nothing. Wait. Before you come at me.
Look, notice how they use the word standoff. Not come at you. I'm agreeing. Like, you notice how the wording that they use, standoff.
To me, but that's exactly
yeah,
what it was.
And then it was like, oh, he barricaded himself. And how they
Which
was making, you should have heard the shit they were saying. And I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, but here's the funny. Here's your funny. That same little girl that went and called the cops, actually had gotten arrested the day prior, I believe, for robbery.
Mm-hmm.
To feed her drug habit.
Well, I heard. But wait a minute. I heard. Well, they said on the news this morning, because you know sometimes the stories change, and when you first hear it, the later on in the day, she's wanted by NYPD for a robbery a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because not for nothing, she and you know what prompted all of this? She made a comment about his jewelry, and he must have told her, "No, ho, this ain't for you."
Well, you're in his
house. You laugh. I'm serious. Cause, listen.
No, I'm just. But yeah, I'm like, you're in his house, and you're a thief.
What is she supposed to do? Say, and not for nothing?
My thing is,
I don't believe she pulled a gun on
her. How he know this chick? Where the hell did she come from?
No,
number
no,
one, she was probably a groupie. She was probably a groupie.
No,
but you know what? Not for nothing.
He had a party in his house.
Well, here you go. And not for nothing, if he really wanted to handle her, he would have beat her like Rihanna. Okay, I'm good.
But like I said, you have to realize. Like I said, man, you have to realize. Let's go back to O.J. Simpson. That's why I said once
they
the white girl came in the
that?
Picture. Once, of course, once the white girl come in the picture, it's gonna be a whole different thing. I bet you if that was a black chick and that was a, they wouldn't have did no. It would have been.
That's
he
not
wasn't
true.
They did
because
a whole
they came
different
after,
thing.
They came after poor Iron Mike for supposedly beating up Robin, and we all know if Mike would have beat Robin Givens' ass.
First of all, Robin Givens had him drugged up. You remember that with Robert Wilson? He had him drugged up. That's number one. So,
I still don't listen to this day. I know Mike ain't do it because she'd have had no face.
Exactly.
Yeah, that little light, no.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all,
we would have been all types of messed up.
How old was she? Desiree Watson.
20 something?
Like 20 something.
Okay.
Because she was still
ahead
of the class at the time.
Well, she was on that. That was her? That was on that show?
Yeah, on the head of the choir. Head of the choir. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Where do you think that hoe came from?
So, all right. My thing is, if you talk about Robin Givens, you talk about, no, I'm talking about Desiree Washington, the chick that went to the
other chick.
Hotel.
No, I'm talking about Robin Givens. I'm not talking about the stupid little freaking whatever, how old she was that went to the hotel at 3 in the morning to talk about. I thought we were just going to talk. No, ho. If you going in at 3 o'clock,
that's
you ain't
talking.
Like,
all right, yeah. But
well,
Robin Givens might pull
it ain't
shit
the word.
Like I said, his hands are considered a weapon. So if that man hit you like that, your ass will probably be, you should be dead. We wouldn't
this
even talk about
saying.
Robin Givens right now.
In the race trade, Robin Givens should have been given. I don't know what race would have taken her. I don't know. Maybe she should have been given to the Mexican or something. I don't know.
No. Listen, they was not. No, they wasn't going to take her.
The Mexican?
Yeah, I know that. Mexican,
I heard the Black Caucus is trying to steal Danny Trejo, and he said no. So what's that telling you? But yeah, I mean this whole thing with Chris Brown happening,
it's
insane. But the double standard is very prevalent, but it's always been prevalent. I think the difference now is that the ruling class, and I use that term extremely loosely, by the way, is actually majority of them anyway, or even a small percentage, depending on your perception. They're actually starting to say, hey, not for nothing, I guess this might be a little bit of a double standard. But the majority are like, I don't know what your problem is. What's pissing people off, though, and I noticed this, is that you've got veterans now standing up for and with Kaepernick. There was a Marine, I'd seen a tweet on MSN the other day, and he basically went in. He was like, yeah, you know what, not for nothing, I understand where he's coming from. And he was like, yeah, because it's not right that black people are being shot up in the street for no reason and all of this. And he was like, and anyone that believes that Kaepernick is wrong for standing up for what he believes in, then you're really the problem. Like, he went in.
But the problem is they don't think they're the problem. That's what everybody's missing right now.
But this is what I'm saying. The veteran,
they do not
that
think
that pointed out.
Right, but it doesn't matter. That's the point. Why do we have to keep pointing these things out? At the end of the day, they do not see where there is a problem. They feel you are in the United States. You are in this country now. Okay, no matter what happened 9,000 years ago, no matter if your great-great-grandparents got brought over here or killed to be over here or whatever, whatever. They don't care about that. They feel that you are in this country, you're here, and you got to abide by what we do here.
Well, guess what?
They don't care about that.
Yeah, they don't, but obviously it's no longer even playing with their own. So what's that telling you?
Right, absolutely.
You know,
you're
when
right,
it's no longer playing with your own, it's a bigger issue.
How many of those soldiers went over there, watched people do shit, watched their own people do shit,
mm-hmm.
watched things get done? Some of them went over there to, like, really think about coming back.
Lost their damn mind.
What the hell? And yeah, and then if you come back to America, you get treated like shit, and it's like, well, wait a minute. What did I do this for? To do
right.
what? For you guys to
right.
go build a McDonald's? You're like, how could you bring, listen, you're talking about you're bringing freedom and democracy to somebody else. Yo, there's no freedom and real democracy here.
Nope.
This country is a corporation slash dictatorship. But they kind of let you decide if you want it in the butt or in the mouth.
Yep.
That's what they do. They let you decide. That's the only democracy it is. Okay, do you want it in the butt or in the mouth?
Yeah. Well,
and again, you know, and that's the thing. It's been like that for so many years. It's literally been there for over 300 years, well over. And if I hear one more person say, and I quote, "Get over it," I'm gonna get over it when I'm getting my foot up your ass. Taking that
chocolate.
Because enough is enough. You can't get over something that's constantly being thrown in your face. But you know what? That also brings up something that I was actually thinking about this morning as I was being annoyed by this rogue having a bitch at my job. I know you. Oh, girl, bye. So, as I'm sitting there trying to calm down and get my thoughts together so I didn't go to jail for punching her in the throat.
You see what I put, right? But guess you see
that occurred to me,
right?
You know I was over there screaming, right?
Listen, that's going to be me. Listen, I already said to myself, that's going to be me one day. I might as well fucking smile for the picture.
And I told you that's how I was the last time I had to deal with this foolishness. But something did occur to me. This term, cooning, jucking, and shiving, I've got to say this, and it's just like with the N-word for me. There's no difference. You say it, you can try to put what you want on it. It's still the N-word. Can we not use these terms anymore? And I'll explain why. We get mad when they use it, correct? We're all up in arms, grr, you know, angry monster face and all of that. Why is it that we get mad when they do talk about hypocrisy? Why is it that we get mad when they do it, but when we do it, it's acceptable? I got to say this.
Mm-hmm.
It should not, and it, as far as I'm concerned, it's not acceptable on any level. I do not care. You get mad when they use it. Well, here's an idea. Stop using it towards each other, and maybe they won't use it. Well, even if they do use it, you know, we can actually say, well, we don't use it, so stop using it. Like, you're giving this. Stop. Just stop using these words. That's my whole point. Just stop.
Right.
Just
stop.
Because it's total hypocrisy. You can't get mad at this dude for using it when you're sitting there using it every day. Like it's not part of the English language, or at least it shouldn't be. It should be part of our language and our community.
Unfortunately,
okay, I feel better.
You're right. We could keep saying that, but they're gonna keep using it. We've been trying to tell them, and it's like we got mad about it back in our day, like back in the 90s.
This is what I'm saying. We got mad at it.
But now you know what it is, because these young people, when you try to explain to them just what you just said, exactly what you just said about using it, it's like they have friends, and their friends may be white or some other nationality. And they use it. And you know what the kids say? Oh, yo, so-and-so, yo, he down because he said that word.
You're an ass.
Yeah, but see, they make it, that's what I'm saying, these young people make it acceptable for all their friends to use it, and because all their friends are different nationalities and you know, and especially
Caucasian.
But
you know what, not for nothing, but you also have to, and I'm saying this as a parent, we as parents should not be using these words around our children. Honestly, I don't use these words around my children. And if I catch either one of them, they're going to end up losing their front teeth. And I'm not playing.
Well, now, but all right. But now, not in their defense, you know. Like, you know, everybody, once again, this is the menu. It's Mika, Big Red, Brother B. The call is in the close tonight. Call the number 347-324-3395. We're just kind of ranting for a hot second. Before we go into the topic. Tonight's topic is called When Doing the Right Thing Goes Wrong. But right now, for a minute, kind of getting things off the chest, and we're briefly talking about the N-word and how it shouldn't be used. Now, listen.
Okay, let's be honest. We're talking about hypocrisy and its finest.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, I think that we should not use the word, but you know, I think it started to become okay, possibly. I'm not sure of the history of it, but, like, with the whole black exploitation movies, you know, we were using
but
it, so it kind of made
not okay.
Yeah, this is true.
This is my whole thing. Everybody's and this is my point. Even in the 70s, we were crying about white people using the N-word and this, that, and the third. Well, guess what? If we don't use it, they'll stop using it. You see where I'm going with it?
Listen,
and I'll be honest
George Jefferson,
with you.
George Jefferson said it all the time.
And this is, and mind you,
yeah, exactly.
One of the highest-rated comedy shows on TV. But this is my point. Like, when do you put – listen, as a mother, I can't. I cannot, and I will not have my children speak that way. Because – not for nothing. And I've asked people, I was like, well, do you actually know the meaning of the word? I've had nothing but a sea of dumb faces. Here's my response. If you don't know the meaning of the word, don't use the word. How about that?
I mean, it's just,
I don't
mean,
care how much slang it is.
That's the thing, Meek. They're not really, like, Meek, you know what? This is the
I'm
deal.
Sorry. I guess I expect to.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You
I
know
was going
to
say it.
You know what? Before we go to the topic, I'm going to let y'all finish, but I'm going to say this. Get a book on how to build a rocket ship so we can all just get the hell out of here, because a lot of this shit that's going on now is just for the idiots. Like, if you really notice, people are just not using their brains anymore. Like, and you're one of the, I guess, that percentage that actually uses their brain. So when you encounter the zombies, it's like, really?
Man, listen, if I was if I had that katana that Michonne has, I swear it'd be a wrap. You know, listen.
I mean, yo, this is why I started watching The Walking Dead, because yo, it's real out here. It's a lot of
no. I need that flamethrower that Daryl had. That's what I
forget
want.
Forget it. Listen, I need Michonne's
damn cutting off heads. See, I want to get everybody out. Yeah, y'all go in that building right there. Yeah, they got free weed in there, candy, Jordans. They got Jordans in there, all that. Get them all in one building.
But, Reg, you ain't wrong. You say Jordans. Watch out fast. Nah, but, Reg, you know what we do need? All right, so Brother B, here's what me and Reg need. Me and Big Reg, this is what we need. We need Michonne's blade with Carol's killing skills. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we need.
Cattle's a beast.
Yeah, they have to make sure they take y'all out in the first episode.
Yeah, it won't happen. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, we ain't gonna be around for long.
Rod, listen. If Rod Digger could survive 13 ghosts, I figure anything's possible. Yeah, I went
true.
There. I pulled that one out. I
so,
sure did.
Okay. So tonight's topic, and I found this topic interesting because, you know, nowadays, you know, you know, everybody tries to do what they feel is the right thing, and they try to, like, you know, well, maybe let me help this person, or maybe let me just do this or do that. You know, it's the right thing to do. But what happens when it goes wrong? What happens when this blows all up in your face and you're like, damn? Did
you know
I
what they
really
say?
Just try to help somebody and you really mad?
Don't
now?
Help no one. You said don't help nobody.
Well, if it was that simple, well, you
I
got
know,
a lot
right?
of crabs in a barrel. So, I mean, I wish it was that simple.
This is true. This is
right.
Okay, so now I'm having another boondock splash, but okay. What? Stinking the tree, the hate
out bad. You try to help, you know, you do, you know. You want to do
true.
The right thing, but if you know, it's like you said, it's like you get to a point. I mean, she kind of right. It's like you get to a point. It's like, why even bother? It's like, why am I going to try to help and then
get shitted on?
Yeah, exactly. Or something's going to go wrong.
Like prime example. You know, I'm just throwing out scenarios that I've experienced. So you turn around. And you tell somebody, yo, listen, you tell your friend, like, yo, listen, I believe I saw your man or your woman with some other dude or some other chick. And you like, word? And you're like, oh, okay. And you're like, you know, I know I'm trying to hold you down and this and that. I mean, I don't know what I actually saw, but I just saw the other person with somebody. I just saw your man and your girl with somebody else. And then turn around, you know, it may have been one of those situations where somebody was probably stepping out. But then what happens when your friend is like, yo, they still messing with that person. It's like, oh, next time, mind your business. Then other, you know what I'm saying? Then other person looking at you with that, yeah, next time, mind your business. Yo,
but that's the truth. People get like that.
Like
people do get like
right
that.
Thing, right?
Well, and this is why I say fuck them. Because a lot of times doing the right thing, it ain't worth it. It's not. Because you know what? Not for nothing, when shit like that happens, now you the bad guy.
Yep, and you're gonna look like the bad guy.
You the bad guy. Now you gotta deal with everybody hating on you for telling the truth. Sometimes
exactly.
Not for nothing, you gotta let sheep keep freaking roaming in the pasture. And if they get killed by a freaking wolf, oh well.
Yep.
I bet they won't go there again.
I mean, but listen, it also goes up like on your work, and your employer asks you to do something. And, you know, you do it. You may not know how to do it 100%, but you're like, you know what, you know, I don't want to say no to the boss or whatever, so, you know, let me just get it done. And then turn around and you do it, and the boss is like, oh, this is not what I asked you to do. I need you to do something else.
Honey, please, kind of I work at an office where even after you do it the way that they want, they still don't fucking know what the hell they want, so... and I say that 100% because that's the truth.
Like I said, it
happens. It's gonna happen because in all honesty, I don't think people know what the hell they want from one moment to the next.
No.
So no matter how good your intentions are, no matter how much you want to help somebody out, there's just people in this world that no matter what you do,
they're
never gonna be happy.
Yeah, that happens. Just like when I was on 911, it was the same thing. It's like it's damn if you're doing that. If you put this code in, that one's wrong. And then the next supervisor, oh no, that's not the right code. This was, you just told me last week this code was in. No, I didn't. I said that. You know, it's like damn if you're doing, damn if you don't. And with just in general, period.
Well, see now, what is that? What kind of lesson is that we're teaching? Like we're teaching if we're teaching the next generation any much of any goddamn thing. But what are
we're teaching them stuff now?
Right.
Well, I thought we were supposed to be showing them
We can't teach them anything. We can't teach them nothing. You know what's teaching them? TV, social media, radio, them songs. That's what's teaching them. Even though we may be saying things to them or telling them, it's just like Mika, like you always say, it's just like Charlie Brown with the adults, all the adults, wah, 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 wah. That's what they hear. That's
but
what
you know
they
what?
Hear.
But you know what the funny part is? I've come to, and I guess my son is an exception to being that what is considered normal. He does listen more often than he doesn't, which for me is odd, but...
How old is he? 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honey.
I'm surprised.
And I'm going to explain to you why I think it is the way that it is. One, because he's had to learn lessons the hard way. And now that he's at that age where he's trying to get he actually just got his permit this past week. So now you know he wants to start driving, but he wants more responsibility. You understand what I'm saying? Because I think him being around me has showed him I better do what the hell I got to do, because if not, I ain't getting shit. That's just what the bottom line is.
That's good that he learned that. Yeah, but the other one's he's still young yet, so he gonna have his time too. But I'm saying it's good that your 16-year-old is. Like getting, you know, like he's to that point where he's like, all right, I'm going to have to, you know, wean out. It ain't going to be perfect, but he's like, all right, I got to do what I got to do now.
But this is the same 16-year-old who has been saying this for the past couple of years, that his generation is stupid and he hates everyone in his generation because they're stupid.
I'm glad he know him. I'm glad he know it.
But I had to stop and be like, what? I'm sorry, Mom couldn't hear you. She has a hearing infection.
But I'm glad he knows. I mean, I'm not, I heard, I mean, my older, my 22-year-old, he's a bozo too, but he even said, he's like, Mom, some of my friends, it's like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with them. And I'm like, listen.
But this is my point. Like, how weird was it to hear that?
Right, exactly. But what was so funny with him is he's like the early 90s kid. And he's
because
like,
he's
oh.
had you around.
Right,
you
so he's like, Ma, the old, like, he's like the later on 90, which his brother is 18, so he was born in 98. So he's like, Ma, the ones that's born in the later 90s, he's like, something really wrong with him. He's like, my brother, I don't know what.
But you understand what I'm saying? And it's really funny that they pick up on this, but this is my point. Like, a lot of it, and I don't care what anyone says, a lot of it has to do with what they're seeing growing up, what they're hearing, what they're listening to. Like, my kids, I've never been the one to baby them, and this is probably why I have more arguments with the 7-year-old than I do with the 16-year-old. Because the 7-year-old is extremely opinionated, and the 16-year-old is sitting there telling the 7-year-old, shut up. You know, he's like Gary Owen. You ain't about this life. Walk away. Don't say nothing. You know, I actually turned to him, I was like, and I turned to the 7-year-old, I've actually been saying this quite recently, I was like, you know, if you would learn to shut your cake, you'd probably stay out of a lot of trouble. Yeah, shut your cake.
That is hilarious.
But wait a minute. But all right, look at the flip side of it.
Besides the fact that my kids are going to be smarter than most kids in there.
Well, see, that's the thing. You can't disarm him of who he is. Like, I know,
not at all.
No, he shouldn't. Of course, he shouldn't be arguing you down like it's a debate in court. But you got kind of, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like
his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it's going to help him to survive when you're not.
Yeah, but it's also
going to
keep
his
ass
around.
Grounded.
listen, he's a boy. He's a boy, so I mean,
yeah, you his name. And let me tell
female.
You from experience, honey. He's a boy. You the mother. You and like I said, in their eyes, especially as he gets older, you are a woman. So it's always going to be like a combative, like something combative between you and him, because it's like my younger one, 18 years old, me and him had an argument. He was like, you know what? You sound just like a woman. I said, boy, well, what do you think I am? I'm your mother. I'm a woman, you know.
Red, you ain't lying. Ooh, you ain't lying.
You sound just like a woman. I looked at that boy. I said, you gotta be kidding me.
Because your mom. See, that's the thing.
Hold
when
on,
you're mom, you're no longer a woman.
6321. Go on with the menu. What up? Call us 6321. You're on with the menu.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
How you doing?
Good.
Hello.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Is this what I think it is? It's B. Scott.
Bye bye.
Oh. Hey, what's
up? B. Sober?
Of course, B. Scott is sober. Yeah. B. Scott just hasn't been on the show in a while. B. Scott is Mika and Big Red. Big Red.
Hello.
Hi. My bad. I thought it was Nick for a minute. That's what I was like, wait, what? Sorry, my bad.
Okay. Yeah, I almost thought it was Nick too. But it's 914. Nick ain't 914. So
dude, I live in Jersey.
I was listening to you guys. And one of you made a comment and you said, you know, kids don't listen. The kids, you know, they don't hear. But my question is, what kind of conversations are the parents having with the kids these days? Or are they having conversations with them?
But actually, some of them, none. Because some of them don't even take the time to talk to their kids.
Exactly.
Or they're having adult conversations with them.
You know, we're marching through the streets in the city of Mount Vernon. Today, a 28-year-old just got shot in the face. And it's real sad. Because we talk about Black Lives Matter. But just as a few people have, a lot of people have said, lives got to matter to us, and it starts at home. Mm-hmm. We gotta have these conversations that are really important, really supplemental to the health of our children. You gotta start it at home, at the age of 3. When your child start pointing his finger like a gun, time to start talking to him.
Yep.
You know, instead of letting
the
television
problem.
Teach you.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Snatching your kid up as soon as somebody look at him and say something to him, that's getting them in check. Get yourself in check. Maybe you need to be snatched up as a parent, because if your child is out there running wild and rampant in the street, it must be because something's not going on right in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we all need to be talking to our kids.
But that's the thing. Talking to the kids is one thing. Them listening is another. But then again, you still have some adults out there that don't even know how to communicate. You have some adults out there that don't know how to communicate, and they ain't trying to communicate because they still stuck or programmed into the BS that they doing. They too busy worried about what Sharon doing. And Sharon too worried about what Malik doing and all this and that. They too caught up in their own affairs.
Everybody wants to water everybody else's lawn instead of watering their own lawn.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, exactly.
But that's the point.
That's what.
There's got to be a deal breaker. There's got to be a point when we start saying, okay, wait a minute. Each one teach one, reach one. Whatever happened to that? What happened to it takes a village to raise a child?
They don't want to do that, because as soon as you say something to somebody's child, they saw, what the F, you say something to my kids, one, this, that, and the other. So
well,
people start minding, the sad part about it, people start
down.
Minding their business.
Exactly.
They get to a point where people don't want to say nothing. They don't. Right. They get,
it's too much minding your business going on in the first place. Because you want me to mind my, and I'm sorry, and I have been willing to tell people this. You want me to mind my business when it comes to your child now until your child is laid out on the street. Then you
That's
want me to
right.
do everything I know.
Yep.
You need to make up your mind. You don't
yep.
want me to tell you how to
well,
raise your child, but when your child come out after me and a gun come out to him I got to knock him out or somebody got to take him down, wouldn't you have rather me say something to you now before it gets to that?
Mika said it early on. You can't help people. Nowadays, you can maybe help a lady with a grocery, or you can maybe open the door for somebody. But still and all, you can open the door for people and they turn around and look at you like you owe them something.
Right, like you're supposed to open that door for them.
Exactly, and it's like some people, you just can't say anything. They just got to learn the hard lesson. Listen, if you can't learn nothing, how do you expect your kids to learn something?
If that one person... We say in ourselves that one person has to learn a hard lesson. Is that lesson only being learned by that one person, or are we also being affected by what they have not yet learned?
Well, we already, of course, we're being affected by it, but you know what? I hate to say it, but not just black people, but everybody seems to have short memories. Civil rights movement wasn't not too long ago. Listen, a lot of things wasn't too long ago, but once again, everybody just goes about their day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people talk about Black Lives Matter real quick, because once again, it's like doing the right thing. But then what happens when you got some a-holes that turn around and take the Black Lives Matter and they take it to another, and put another direction? They think it's a reason to go out there and be violent.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like sometimes we do things, and it turn around, and there's always somebody to twist it. So it's like, I mean, it's sad, but it's like, once again, Mika said, it's like, yo, sometimes you just can't help people. Sometimes you just got to say F them. Even though that may be somebody's baby laying in the street, we don't know the circumstance. I hate to say it like that, and I hate to look at it analytical, but we don't always know the circumstances. We just
and
know
guess what?
You know, somebody.
I might have said something. I might have said something to that child that's laying in the street. I might have said something to his mother last week about him doing something, and she brushed it off or cursed me out or something. That's my point. That, you know, that's the thing. You can't say anything to people now or their children. I've dealt with that before, where I've had a parent tell, she didn't tell me to mind my business, but basically she got mad with me because I was trying to keep her son from fighting another kid. She going to ask me why I sent her son upstairs. All right, not a problem. I will not say anything to your child ever again. Not a problem.
Well, see, but then
But you know what? Some of them are willing to deal with that. Some of them don't care about that because some of them, jail is nothing to them.
And my thing is this, as an adult and as a parent, why should I even put that in your head? That's something that you should be thinking about anyway. Like I said, if I sent your child upstairs for fighting another child or getting ready to fight another child or he was getting ready to get jumped by somebody or whatever, the case is, the thing should have been, oh, thank you, no problem, you know, I'm going to go talk to him or whatever. These parents don't do that. These people don't do that these days.
Age don't make you a parent.
Now, this is the whole thing.
You
might talk to this one thing, and I've got to say, we're not dealing with the parents that we grew up around. Like, we're not dealing with the neighbors that we grew up around. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with a whole different set, and let's be real, and I got to say this, a lot of these parents were children when they had their own.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I don't care what anyone says, that does make a big difference. Because if you're 16, you're 17, you're not really, let's be honest, you're not really an adult. You're far from it. You're still a child. You still have very petty things going on within you that any teenager would. So what makes you
I agree with you.
It doesn't apply to everyone. Don't get it twisted.
It's not the age. It's the maturity level. I was 17.
But how mature
when I had
are you at 16?
I was 17 going on 18 when I had my first child. My daughter's now 27 years old with two children. I'm a 45-year-old grandmother, and we take care of each other. My daughter raises her kids the same way I raised her because, see, I was taught.
But like I said, it doesn't apply to everyone, and I made that clear. It doesn't apply, but there are a majority. You understand what I'm saying? There are, like, honestly, in my neighborhood,
They're not giving them what they had.
But how can
how can you if you don't know how to?
Exactly. There's a young, At the time she was young. There was a chick in my old neighborhood. Had her first child at 13. Okay? By the time she was probably in her mid-20s, she'd had her sixth.
Mm.
Now, at 13, you're just in what, ninth grade at 13? I think. Lord knows I did way too much as a teenager, so I can't remember. But my point is this. How mature are you at that age? Like I said, it doesn't apply to everyone. It doesn't. I know me personally at that age, I wasn't ready because I was too busy being a dumbass. And that was me. You know, but again, it doesn't apply to everyone. But my point is, there's a majority of them in this world, young parents, well, at the time young parents, that it does apply to. So, again, how can you teach someone if you're not mentally there? To be a parent.
Well, check this out. Well, check this out. How many of us have went to school but still didn't learn shit? So you can be, people can teach all you want, but it's up to the individual to actually want to learn and accept the lesson. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is, and when you say, and Ange, when you said it takes a village to raise a child, listen, you got people tired of living in the huts. You got people burning down their own goddamn village. So it's like, what can you really say? What can we really do? If they're looking at us because we're not standing up for them, why should they take us seriously? Listen, everybody can march for civil rights, and you can march for this, you can march for that, but when they out there killing our men, they out there killing our women, they out there killing our kids, you just going to keep marching? It gets to a point where it got to be more than just a march. It gets to a point everybody got to collectively come to the table.
It's not the marching. It's not to stop the marching. It's to add to it. everything that we should be doing, we just should be doing it and not just talking about it. Not that talking about it is bad. It's just like the radio show is even necessary because it gets the word out, because it gives understanding to, you know, nationally. It gives understanding when we see it visually, when we see the visuals. You know, it helps us to see and to reflect and to understand what it is that we're dealing with. So, yeah, all of these things should be incorporated. All of these things should be encompassed because it's all of these things that have an effect. It's not just one thing. It's all of the things. We need magazines, more magazines, to start talking about what's going on. The truth of it, not what the media wants to present. The shows like yours that's giving the truth of it, the reality of it. But you're only going to reach a certain amount of people. It needs to be more of the show. There needs to be more truth going on.
Like Homeboy said,
on their own stupidity or their own willingness to stay stupid.
You saw The Matrix, Ange?
Yeah.
You saw The Matrix?
I saw The Matrix.
Remember the scene with the steak? He said, I know this steak isn't real, but it tastes good.
Yep.
And he was willing to sell out. He was willing to sell out everybody just to eat that fake ass steak that he knew wasn't real. And it's like those are the type of the individuals like that need to be done away with because we cannot move forward. And it seems like nowadays it's more socially acceptable to allow these brand of people, these type of cowards, these type of infiltrators, to divide. To help divide already divided people, already divided or confused people, not just blacks, but just humanity in general. We allow this because we don't stand up and say anything.
Well, most people are sheep
anyway.
What are you going to do?
The only thing I think we can really agree on is like the two people running for president are not qualified. I think that's the only thing everybody really agrees on. That's it. But otherwise, people want to stay so divided on certain things. So once again, if I'm a kid looking at my parents argue, or my mama argue with her boyfriend, or the daddy argue with his girl, if I'm a kid watching this stuff, and then you start to sit there and tell me, oh, son, or you shouldn't say this, or you shouldn't say that, who the hell are you to tell me something, and look what you're doing?
Right.
Like I said, we're not leading by example. That's why these kids are running out doing what they're doing, because we're too busy worried about, oh, well, if I say this or do this, ACS going to lock me up and this, that, and the third. Listen, I'm sorry, excuse the language, but fuck ACS, because shouldn't be telling you how to tend to your kid or discipline your kid, because guess what? When your kid is laying there, when your kid is laying there on the pavement, ACS ain't there.
Yes.
ACS just going to sit there and say, oh, well, you wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy working two jobs. And
they don't want to hear
father, that. If he's around, well, of course, because they don't want to hear the truth. Nobody wants to hear the
exactly.
truth anymore. It's better to live in a lie.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
The truth,
that's why everything is so comfortable. The truth hurts. Take a Tylenol. But no, everybody don't want to take Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the problem that we are facing as a people, and this generation is facing, because nobody's taking shit serious. Listen, you just said that a 10-year-old was getting chased in Newark by some cops, so-called description of some. Now that's the most asinine thing that I ever heard. But it's being condoned. Nobody's saying anything about it. It's okay. Cause you know what? It's like a mosquito bite. You scratch it for a minute. It's a normal thing. You scratch it, and eventually it goes away. It goes away.
But it's not normal. And this is what's
normal going on in society. There's absolutely nothing normal about what we're allowing to happen for our own. There's nothing normal about it.
Nope.
There's nothing normal about it.
And it's to the point that it's to the point that people are getting numb. Like you see, hearing stuff, and you're getting numb to it now because it's like you're hearing it and you're seeing it all the time until it's just like it's numbing now. Like you don't even know how to feel. You don't know what to feel.
Dehumanization has become a franchise.
Of course.
Mm-mm, yeah.
We were bummed down to the nonsense. We all sit and we watch the TV shows and the BET specials and the VMAs, and we forget that, yeah, they out here killing us. Why is it so important what Beyonce's child's hair look like or what outfits they have on?
Okay, wait, I missed the VMAs? See, this is how much attention I actually pay to this stuff.
Oh, I don't, I haven't watched that. Like I said, last time I watched that stuff is back in the 80s or something, and it was good. I don't watch that now.
Timeline. If you look at the
Between Instagram and Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
I refuse to go on Twitter because I don't want to see 50,000 tweets about the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not really.
But you know, people are comfortable with that because it's the same. That's why I said people are. If you really look around, people are not using their brains. Yo, listen, the worst thing, you know, I hate to say it, but then I got to say it, because if it didn't happen, we probably wouldn't be doing this show like this. But, yo, it's like the evolution of the computer, or let's just say social media, has ruined humanity. Since we don't read, we actually pick up a book and read. Like, it's a different dynamic comparing to, like, reading on social media as to where you were reading, like, a magazine or you're reading a book. You know what I'm
saying? You know what? Listen, like, I deal with tech. But you know what? I deal with technology all day, every day. And I got to say this.
You're responsible.
This is my point. You laugh, but it's the truth. Listen, I still read. I actually read books like I've read before.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't stop. And I encourage the kids to read. For Pete's sake, this one here, he's got his little comic book collection. That's perfect. You understand what I'm saying? I don't understand how you cannot encourage that. That's the most simple thing.
Listen,
because it's much
courage.
Easier for them to go online and read that same book, or it's much easier for me to look up a movie about that book instead of actually reading the book. So it's easier for me to do that.
But we were doing that before. We had cheat sheets back in the day. You know?
It's different now. It's much different now. It's way different.
The delivery method, as far as I'm concerned, should have no impact on what you're doing. It's just a different format. You know, I have books that I have digital, but I'm still reading. You know, I'm not stopping. I've just changed. The format has changed. My thought patterns haven't changed. And this is why I'm like, I don't understand how you can't encourage these most simple things. You know, knowledge is power, and the lacking of knowledge is why a lot are in the predicament and the situations that they're in. I'm sorry.
Right. They don't listen, man. You tell these young people about going to a library, they be like, the library? What are you talking about? Go to like, yes, go to the damn library. What do you mean?
Let me just jump in here. My son spent his entire summer in the library.
You gotta train your
children up in the way they should go. When they grow up, they won't depart from it. My son stays in the library. He's not in the park. He's not out in the street. He's at the library. Matter of fact, yesterday I was walking around looking for him because he didn't come to my job. I went to the library, and that's exactly where I found him, in the library. And there are kids in the library, but they're the kids that their parents are actually having conversations with. These are the kids that are being taught something. So yeah, they're in the library, but there should be more kids in the library. And I was so proud of my son's principal today because when he held the orientation, one of the things that he said was, he said, my children in this school are responsible for reading at least 25 books throughout the school year.
All right now.
Good. Good.
My son knows, when I say it's TV off, you go pick up a book and you can sit down and you read it because that's your future. Television is nothing but reprogramming.
Okay, that's all it is.
Right now, I'm sitting here talking to you guys. My son is sitting on the computer. My TV, big old, whatever, 55-inch TV, is sitting here looking at us, black. Cable's on, all of it on, but we're not watching it. He he's sitting here right now. He's listening to us. You know, but the information is there. We have to push our children to wanting to get it. Because
right.
it is a struggle. They have too much at their hand. Too much at the drop of a button. Touch of a button,
yep.
they can move mountains. The touch of a button, you can make things appear and disappear. One of the other things that that man said in that school today was, at 12, 13, and 14, your children should not be on social media.
Right.
And I have a
rule
in my house.
Right.
Until you're 16 years old, you're not allowed on social media.
Yep.
But see, but then what else? But see, all right, you know why they're on social media? You know why they're on this other stuff? Because, yo, how many Martin, wait, what with the Martin de Porres's or, Martin, like, YMCA type institutions, like stuff like that. How many of them exist anymore? Where they can actually, after school programs, where they can actually go do something and
right.
play ball and stuff like that. What happened to all
because
that stuff?
Because funding has gotten cut.
Because they
much.
Cut all the funding for them things, yep.
And why did they cut all the funding? Because they knew that the people in the inner cities were actually taking advantage in using these programs to better themselves and not tear themselves down. Say what you will, call me a conspiracy theorist, that's fine, I don't really care. But growing up where I grew up, we had the PAL. We
yep.
111
PAL.
During the summer,
YMCA.
And 76
hell,
during
hell,
the summer,
yes.
free programs and all of that. The community sense of the reach. Listen, I used
yep.
to go there
free
after
lunch.
School and I would do the video editing
yep.
program.
Free
okay?
lunch. Yeah, all that
now,
stuff. Yep.
Why don't they have it now? Because the powers that be cut the funding. Why? Because kids like me took advantage and
yep.
got smarter. We didn't
yep.
fall into that.
They don't
oh,
want
well, you're going to be a drug dealer. You're going to be this. You're going to be that.
That's what it is. They
nah,
don't
dude.
Want the community. They don't want the children in
that
the community to prosper. They want to keep you where you at so the police can get you and lock you up in the jail or put you in central booking or either have the morgue filled up. This is they know what they're doing. They know it's all a
no.
plan. They know exactly what they're doing.
Like I said, so for me, it's an insane thing. But this is why we don't have those programs. This is why, yeah, it is important to talk to your kids. Now, my thing, and I know people don't agree with me, but I could give a rat's ass. My thing is, I started harassing my kids about certain things at a young age because I felt that they should be hit with the real world. You're still going to be a kid, but understand, even though you're a child, there are things that are actually going on. And in today's society, I have to make you aware of them sooner than later.
Right.
And that's just what it is. And mind you, my kids aren't New York City kids, which I'm sorry they aren't, but I can't afford New York. You know, so I'm here in dirty jerseys. But even for them being up here, they're already ahead of the game because I've noticed that a lot of these parents over here, they don't talk to their kids. They don't give them that, and I can't say respect, but they don't give them that,
well,
I guess that room
respect?
To kind of,
what,
to kind of
what do you
think for themselves
and
each other. Well, I can't help that.
These so-called adults can't talk to each other. So how are they going to talk to their kids?
Learn how. Take a class. Y'all like to
please.
Sit there and watch
yeah,
all
okay.
of these reality programs, quote-unquote. Why don't you
you're
relax?
Taking,
reality, you're behind
class.
And freaking pick up a book. Why, listen, they got enough on ID Discovery. Listen, they got a, you love watching TV so much, there's enough programs on ID Discovery. The Learning Channel, freaking all of these other freaking
not
networks and Nat Geo, like find something.
It's not, not interesting to them. It's not so nobody fighting and snatching a wig off, and ain't nobody with makeup plastered on their face and $600 boobs and $10 ass or whatever the
I
hell
ain't got
is
no time
going
for
on
that foolishness.
Okay, they got drinks in their hands and a man looking like a woman and a woman looking like a man. Those things are not interesting to them. That's interesting to them.
I'd rather sit down with my kids and watch sci-fi shows than watch that crap.
All right. Well,
you know, and I say, but again, well, my kids are different anyway.
You would be
stop buying comics.
Like I said, I'm not into that stuff. That stuff was never interesting to me. And you know, I don't say my sons ain't perfect, but they do have they do know, like, that stuff is not interesting. Like, that's not what's going on out there.
I mean, but this is the whole point. Like,
You know, you got to really be like, look, this is the real world, and this is what it is. And in order to survive this world, this is what you need to do. If
right.
you can't sit there and say that to your children, you've got a problem.
Right.
If you can't
but,
sit there and
okay,
talk
now.
To your 13 or 14-year-old about the birds and the bees, you've got a problem. Because guess what? If you don't trust me, the streets will. I'd
but
rather
see,
be.
The problem is, like I said, the problem is the parents don't know because nobody taught them. You have parents, and I say it, and my oldest son gets mad, and I told him, your father's inadequate of being a father to you because his father was inadequate of being a father to him. He doesn't know how to communicate with you. He communicates with you more of as a friend than he does a father. He's been trying to do that for years, and then when I come in the picture and treat you as you're my son and I'm the mother, then it's like that's where the combativeness comes in with me and you because it's like, all right, I'm treating you like my son. I'm not going to treat you like my friend because you're not my friend. And that's the thing, and it's like,
thing.
Oh, my
yeah.
father is the cool one. Yeah, your father's the cool one because your father doesn't want to be your father. He's busy trying to be your friend, and that's not how that's supposed to go.
No, it's not.
I will
it's end. Not.
Now this is directed to, like, to Ange and Mika because, you know, Big Reg, your kid's older. But it's like, all right, Ange, how old is Marlon?
14.
Okay, DJ is 16. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen Marlon in some years, but I know he's a good kid. DJ, I know he's a good kid. This is the problem. Once again, when doing right goes wrong, good kids go out there and always have to suffer the bad lessons from the bad people. Because nobody's respecting the good kids anymore. Nobody's respecting the good people anymore. So what happens when they turn around and once again they go out there and see that being good doesn't work
Hi,
for them or it's not working, then what? Hello? What?
You know,
what I'm
gonna... yeah, but you know what? Not for nothing. Donovan sees a lot. He does. But you know what? He's also the type of person that would rather stand alone and on his own than be a follower. He's not about following anything,
and you know?
And as
you
far
know
as
me.
He's
you
concerned,
know me. I respect that.
And as far as he's concerned,
you know
what
me.
That dude did, as far as he's concerned, what that dude did has nothing to do with him because he's not that dude. In his mind, because they're not, you know what I'm saying? Because he's not him. Whatever that cat did, that's between you and him. You know what I'm saying? He's got his own
and
that's it. And if you try to put him in that category, he will let you know. You understand? He's
but
not
now
about
check this
that.
Out. But then you have the other individuals out there. Like these kids out here, especially our young black men, have so many variables that I have to deal with. And I love it when I post something on Facebook and then somebody who's not black has something opposite to say, especially when I say something about a young black kid getting killed and they want to say, well, what did he do? Yo, sometimes motherfuckers don't have to do nothing. They just get shot.
Right.
They get shot. Sometimes, like, don't always think
he was just walking
a lot of people that are not black really seem to think that you have to do something in order for something to happen. Like, that's the way the world works. But, of course, it doesn't mean anything because it's not happening to them. So it's not
again,
real
well,
to
that
them.
Privilege, that privilege is what has kept them blinded for so long. Because
mm-hmm.
they have that privilege, and we don't. Every day we wake up and we know, for the most part, we've got a target on our back.
Yep.
We do. We all know
yep.
this.
Yeah.
You
but,
know?
No, but wait a minute. Some of these people have, when they came, how many people have come to this country and the white man has said, we don't want you here?
Yeah.
It wasn't just
well,
black people. So, but
no, it
wasn't. Same people.
No, it wasn't
it
just
was,
black
it's
people.
Same people.
Matter of fact, I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday who was remembering the fact that years ago, Italians were calling themselves Portuguese because white people didn't consider them to be white. They considered them to be black.
Exactly. You see what I mean? But so quickly
uh-huh.
you forget.
But for years, the Irish ones, Irish people, people that are of
yep.
Irish descent. What were they considered? They were.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? Even the Chinese. Everybody has gone through it, but for some reason, we're still stuck in it. And honestly, I've got to say this, our community has yet to come together. Their communities came together. You understand what I'm saying? They watch out for their own. They take care of their own. They don't.
We'll only come together when Jordan's is when new, number one Jordan's is on sale.
That's not coming together.
Gonna be a sale on some bud.
Yeah.
But
that's the only time
that's
we come
just
together.
Ridiculousness. And again, if we
true.
Can't figure out and it's true, and if we can't figure out when two come together, then we're gonna stay stuck in this perpetual rut that we've been in for the past couple of centuries. And I got it because it's the truth.
We came together once in how many decades? In
the
Million Man March.
5 decades. We came together once in 5 decades. When I say we came together, I mean we as a people.
Yeah, exactly.
We came together once. And that was 8 years ago when we elected Obama in office.
Oh.
And even that was not as good.
Yeah, because everybody was looking for a handout.
And guess
yep.
what? They got mad when they realized they wasn't getting one.
Absolutely.
Who told you he
absolutely.
Was getting...
You know how many people I heard, oh, Obama didn't do nothing for me. Hello, what did you think was going
to
happen when he got
everybody,
in the office? Like, are you serious?
I've said this before and I'll say it again. He's a politician. A politician
exactly.
is a politician. Don't matter what color you are. You're still a politician.
And not only that, but how much do you think that they were going to let him do? Like, how much do you think they was going to really let that man do?
Please, listen.
How much do you think they
were
going to let him do?
I heard that he was responsible for Lincoln getting shot. I'm like, like, it's the sad fact, though.
And see, that's when Ames talks about, like, these adults communicating with their so-called adults, communicating with their kids. Listen, some of these are the same adults that are still looking for the handout.
And that's
so
a
what
damn
can
shame.
You say to these kids? What can you say to these kids when they looking at you talking junk or talking about, oh, but I ain't do nothing for me? So
I want you to do
something
for yourself.
Man has to do something for you. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm not opposed to working. I like having my own money. I'm sorry, it's an addiction. I like being able to take my kids to the movies on Tightwad Tuesdays and eat popcorn and watch the movie. And these are the things I like to do. You laugh, but these are the small things because I don't get to
I'm
do
I'm laughing at the fact that you said Tightwad Tuesdays.
Because on Tuesdays over here in my town, it's called Tightwad Tuesdays. Movies are $6 and a medium popcorn is $2.50.
I like that.
What?
Tightwad Tuesday.
I know, right?
They used to do that
at Linden, but I don't know what happened. That Tuesday thing, and it used to, just like you said, it used to be like $6 at Linden, then they hyped it up to like $8. I don't know what the heck they was doing over there after a while.
This. Why is it that you can't come together as a community? Okay, can you at least come together as a parent and child and go have a day? Maybe
because they don't
want to
do this. Some of these people don't want to be bothered with their kids. Did you realize that some people have children just to say I have a child or I've had children, or some women have children because they are fascinated with the fact of being pregnant. And then once the child is here, because it's because they have attention, like we always talk about all the time. People are so starving for attention now. Even I don't get it, but people are starving for attention so much now. And some of these people will have children just to have them. But you really don't want to be bothered with the child. So like I said, that's another thing that's the problem. People do not they don't take time to deal with their children or take time. Like I said, I ain't saying children are perfect. They are a pain. I call them Peters. Pain in the ass. They are pain in the ass. I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, I say it all the time, even when they get bigger, they're pain in the ass. But my thing is this. You have to spend time with your kids sometimes. Just like you said, take them to the library, take them to the museum, take them to the movies, do things with them.
But now you do have parents that work. Especially,
I work.
You know, for us, it's hard. You work.
Right.
You may work a lot. You may not have time to spend with your kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
see,
you have to make
other,
time.
That's
you,
other thing that's been set up.
But you can't.
But see,
I understand. But you can make time. You have to make some type of time. You can make time. Somehow.
Even if you're home playing. Listen, honestly, even if you're home playing video games with your kids. Seriously. But
absolutely.
You're spending time. You're talking. You're laughing. You're giggling. Listen, kids take. And I say this, and people don't seem to understand this, but kids. They will treasure that more than anything you ever buy them. Like
right.
my fondest memories
sure.
of my fondest memories of hanging out when I was younger was, believe this or not, Sunday afternoons cleaning the house with my mother with jazz music
okay.
blaring. Those
yeah,
were
like
my
like
fondest
that.
Memories.
Yes, yeah, I even
but
think
you know
about
what?
Stuff
whoa,
like
whoa,
that.
But check this out.
And
now,
stuff like that.
Look at the difference between then and now. Look at this. Listen, when
right.
you rent
$1,800,
and when you rent $1,800, and whether there's a man in the house or not, mama got to, you know, saying rob Peter to pay Paul, or a couple, they got to do X, Y, and Z to pay the $2,000 rent because the kids got to each have their own bedroom. Like it's always a variable. It's always something. Somebody
but, okay.
has to get shortchanged. It can't
so
be
you
fair.
Mean to tell
like,
me,
it wasn't the system wasn't set up.
So you mean to tell me you're cleaning the house? You and your kid are cleaning the house together. You can't have a conversation while you're cleaning. You can't crack jokes. You can't. You understand what I'm saying? You can't have.
It's
I
not
can.
That you. You
I,
know what it is, Mika? It's not that you can't. But once again, it's going back to what I said before. Some parents don't know how to. Some people don't know how to communicate with their children.
Started. You understand what I'm saying? Small steps. It doesn't have to be one giant gesture. It could be something so simplistic as, come on, kid, let's take a walk around the block.
Right.
People
right.
still stuck
right.
in a wheelchair.
Listen.
You're talking about taking
huh?
steps? They're stuck in a wheelchair. You're talking about them taking
well,
steps?
Well, motherfuckers
that are
cruel like I, listen, I'm across the toe and spend
like
months crawling. They could do it too.
But see, see, like I mean, all three of y'all. And I know y'all are very hands-on with your children. With
you
the rearing of these, but yeah, see, you're listen. There's a lot of women out there that are not like you, and those are the ones that are seen to getting all the attention. Those are the ones
yep.
where the court system seems to bend for. They don't bend for the real woman, the working woman, the woman that's trying to really take care of something or make something of themselves. They too busy focused on, you know, like you said earlier, the visual. Like, listen, what's your prescription lenses ain't the same as mine. So I don't see what you see. But see,
all right.
that's all you see nowadays. Everybody just want to look out the same damn window. Everybody can't look out the same damn window. Everybody can't wear the same damn glasses. But that's what's going. What that's what they're trying to make it to be.
And that's why I take my ass out the back and run away. Because I listen.
You should run out the back.
For real, because you can't. Listen, and this is what I don't understand. How is it that everyone wants to be this automaton? Like, you mean to tell me it's so... I can't
it's
understand
easy.
How it's easier being an automaton. I think it's easier to have thoughts, actual thoughts. Let your mind go. Think outside the box, if you will. Shit, think around the corner.
You can't. No, no, no. You know what it is? They don't. People don't want to do that. People don't want to think outside the box. They want it
how
just
can,
like it is. They're sheep. Everybody wants to do and be the same thing. Didn't I just say Love and Hip Hop and all them shows? Everybody
and
looks the
shit
same.
I don't want.
Everybody got the same titties, the same behind. Everybody got on six waist trainers. Everybody got the same makeup on, same hair. Everybody looks the same. Nobody wants to be different. Because then when you're different, then you get ridiculed or oh, he's different. She's different. Then it's a problem. I'm not talking about that. Stupid different. I'm just talking about just doing something different. Like, okay, let's. Like I said, I didn't watch the VMAs, but like I said, Alicia Keys, they getting on the woman because she don't want to wear makeup. What's wrong with them? Okay, she
okay,
doesn't have
seriously.
To wear makeup.
Nah.
She's a beautiful woman naturally. Why does she have to have makeup plastered on her face? This is something that she wants to do, but this is what I mean. When you do something different, then you are the oddball.
Well, honey, in that case, I'm in trouble because I've been an oddball my whole life.
No, but see, you're not.
You know
but see, we're not celebrities.
You're
what I'm saying is,
it's a different time.
But I mean,
time.
But
that's
the majority.
That's why I worry about the Marlins. That's why I worry about the DJs. You know what I'm saying? Because they're different. And we live in a time where they will be ostracized because they are different, because they choose to be different, because being different is a problem. See,
right,
one thing
exactly.
that's not different, there's so many things that's so socially acceptable. If you're not a part of that list, then you're a problem.
Right.
And something has to be done. Like, you're just not, you know, you're not with it. So if you're sitting in the library, you're like, you're not socially acceptable because you're sitting in a library.
Right.
You're not socially acceptable because you choose not to go with your friends to go jump some kid.
In a Chinese restaurant on Linden.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, with cameras.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which they didn't have years ago, by the way. So you it just boggles my mind. It does.
And that's the problem with our children also, because just like we just said, if you don't follow what everybody else do, then you're an oddball. Then you get ridiculed. Then, oh, you corny. He this, that, and other. It's like, are you serious? And just like we said, it could be the good kid. Your kid could be the good kid, and because he goes and does something with or runs with a certain group of people, then all of a sudden if he doesn't run with those people, then he's a cornball. So guess what? He's going to try and ease his way into it because it's like, oh, I don't want to be a cornball. I don't want to be labeled as this. I don't want to be this. You know, it's just hard for them. It really is hard for them.
But you know what? I got to say this. I was that oddball. I was. I didn't have any.
But it was acceptable. But it was acceptable.
No, it wasn't.
It was not.
No.
It was not acceptable.
No, listen, no.
No,
listen,
no, no.
Listen.
It really, no. It wasn't.
No,
society
was more tolerant of you being an oddball compared to the different types of oddballs now.
Right.
See,
it was different
then,
when we were younger.
It wasn't.
I feel it was different because you didn't get
it.
You didn't
know.
You didn't get
picked about a little girl. Let me tell you about a little girl.
It wasn't.
Let me tell you about a little girl at the age of 13 in a school that's considered the worst school in the Bronx. Who was
okay.
the only oddball. She was always the oddball. And Byron, you know Sydney. My daughter,
yeah.
at 13 years old, decided that bullying should not be the thing that kept her and the rest of her friends from being able to be educated in this school. When a 10-year-old hangs themselves, 11-year-old hangs themselves, you pretty much get the point. The bullying is a problem.
But bullying in our day, you just either you got jumped or you got your ass whipped or something happened where somebody defended
so
the person
eyeball,
that was getting, it was different.
So
it was different.
My oddball 13-year-old built a platform on bullying and got all the kids and their parents involved and had them writing letters to the superintendent. Until she got all three bullies, the main bullies in the school, moved to three different districts. See, when you teach your kids the difference between right and wrong and to choose their battles, then you don't have to worry about them going out and being followers and winding up like everybody else. I don't mind raising an oddball. I'll raise an oddball.
Right.
I'll raise an oddball.
Absolutely. I understand that. But what I'm saying is when we were younger, I'm talking about back in my day, even if you were an oddball, you didn't get ridiculed to the point like
that's
how it is now.
That is
me and my friends didn't follow the crowd with the rest of the chicks. We didn't follow
the
crowd. There was a lot of chicks. If anything, we was respected by a lot of the chicks and the dudes. And guess what? We wasn't walking around because everybody had the bamboo area. Everybody was like the it girls, and they was dealing with the drug dealer guys. We wasn't like that, but we still had respect. Now, what I'm saying is nowadays. It's not like that. And just like she said, the thing is, you have to teach your kids not to follow, but it's kind of hard.
You follow fear.
Right. It's hard for some of these kids.
We have to teach our children not to follow from fear. It is fear that governs these streets. Fear that you're not going to be accepted. Fear that you're not good enough. Fear that you can't get in. That's all it is. It's a bunch of silly fear. And once we teach our kids that they don't have to fear anything, then they become fearless.
Right.
Yeah,
and they become the leader.
The thing with that is this. And I noticed ever since kind of like the Bush era, whole 9/11 era, there's been a serious, I mean, it's been happening before then, but then it kind of really escalated those 8 years. There was a serious moral decline. And then I started noticing certain trends of, like, before people were so faithful and they believed in the higher power, now all of a sudden there's movies and TV shows and little things on the internet talking about, does God really exist, and this, and that. So then everything starts, so people start questioning their faith, and this is being challenged, and your morals are being challenged. See, right now, there's no real consequences. People are not really looking at the consequences to the shit that they do because they don't have that faith. And it's like, I'm not trying to get preachy or anything like that, but once you remove that consequence, it's all hell breaks loose. Nobody cares,
but that,
anymore. About,
exactly.
Well, I'm
kids,
not worried about.
They don't have
this,
no
this
fear. They don't have no
if
fear
God,
in God.
If God really loved us, why would He allow this to happen? Listen, if I would have said something like that in front of my mother, may she rest in peace, years ago, yo, I would have still listen. I would have all my people.
Or our grandmother.
Yeah, oh yeah, mother,
grandmother,
into a day of the week that you never even heard of. But
that's
now,
right.
It's acceptable to say that.
Right,
it's
not
acceptable
to
say that.
And that's the problem. These kids, they don't have no fear in God, and they don't have no fear in adults. They don't have no fear of nobody.
They don't have fear of nothing. Why would you have fear if you've been given enough power? You've been given all of this power.
But they do have fear.
But that's the thing.
That's the point. Fear? They do have fear. So you may not understand what fear that they have, but they do have fear. They're fearing success.
And the fear is?
Mm-hmm.
The fear
They don't even know what to say.
They fear. They have the same. It's a generational curse because they're fearing the same thing their parents fear. And the same thing they're fearing. So when you see a family that doesn't rise above a certain effort, that doesn't get past a certain level, it's because it's a generational curse that they have not gone beyond until that curse is broken, until somebody says, you know what, I'm not scared. I'm not scared to be successful. I'm not scared to learn. I'm not scared to be a leader. Because before you learn how to lead, the first thing you have to know how to do is follow.
You're absolutely right. She's absolutely right. A lot of these children, kids, and people, they fear success. They fear to try to do anything because they feel they're going to fail, so they'd rather not even try.
But then you know what happens? And they don't really do assassinations like they used to anymore. So now what they do is they assassinate your character. They put it out there. It's like, well, when you achieve this or when you do that, this is the consequence. Just like being a good mom or a good man or being a good father in some cases nowadays or just get you screwed. Oh, you want to be a good father? All right, well, we're going to see how good you are. You really are. You're trying to be a good mother and take care of your kids and this, that, and the third, but you go to family court tell you you're only able to get $50 every week. Really? How the fuck is that going to take care of the kids?
Mm-hmm.
But that chick strolling in with the earrings and this, that, and the third, they say, oh, ma'am, you're here. We're going to give you the cow and part of the farm.
Which is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but you know what? It's the sad part is society and a lot of these politics and all this condone this type of fuckery. And I'm tired of it because it makes me angry. Like, I really didn't want to get into talking about any politics for a couple of weeks, but it's like, yo, because it's annoying. It's draining, emotionally draining, because it's like you're sitting back. That's why I don't mess with the news. If somebody else puts it on, fine, but I don't like watching the news. I don't like watching TV like that.
I don't
because, you know, every time you turn it on, it's something depressing.
I don't need it.
You hear about somebody getting killed, or you hear about some kid getting shot, and it's always somebody loud. It's like always somebody black.
Exactly.
After a while,
see?
That's
when you watch the news,
your
you
mind
see?
Is being seasoned. Your mind is being seen and then programmed to this whole thing of like, all you're going to see is black kids getting killed by cops. So this is what we want you to see for the whole month of February. We want you to keep seeing that. And we're going to poison you, and we're going to keep showing you this. This is what it boils down to. So if kids keep seeing this, what hope or what future should they feel like they have? Because this is all they feel that they all we all are talking about. So why should I go out there and even try?
Yeah.
We're not giving hope. We can rally, we can fight, we can march, we can do all of that stuff. But until we really start taking shit into our own hands, our kids are going to look at us like, you suckers.
Brother Byron, you are taking it in your own hands. Having the show is taking it into your own hands. Having shows like this.
And somewhere along the line. And somewhere along the line.
Having shows like this is what shows our children what we can accomplish. Having shows like this is what shows our children that they shouldn't fear success, that they should envelop success. They should hold on to their knowledge and continue to reach for more knowledge because of shows like this. Because you can sit inside your living room and reach an entire different nation because of shows like this, because of things that you do, people like you, that say, you know what, I have a voice and I need it to be heard and other voices need to be heard. It's shows like this that are going to save our children. It's shows like this that are going to raise leaders so that we have more for our farmers, so that we have more leaders in our community. I know a young man right now who's on his way to college, and his whole school basically has given him a send-off because of the work that he's been doing in that very small community that he lives in. A young man making music to adults, a young man who said, I'm not afraid to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I honor that because we need to honor that. And we got to stop putting each other down and start picking each other up and lifting each other, holding each other up. Tonight in that march, one of the most positive things that I saw was the entire community coming together, closing their eyes, standing on the same corner where somebody just got blown away this afternoon in broad daylight with their heads bowed, praying together. Let's promote stuff like that. Let's start talking about the realism, the real things that we really want to talk about, and stop worrying about what they're trying to promote on mass media, because we are the mass media.
We're trying.
It's made up of us.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You keep
that's
doing
why,
what you're
that's
doing.
That's why I have three. That's why I have three women that as co-hosts that pull my chain every time. But
there you go.
It's
pull my chain every time.
I
don't know what he's talking about. We do not pull his chain.
I'm so proud of y'all. Listen, I'm very proud of y'all. I wanted to give a shout out. I didn't mean to stay on this long. But keep it up, guys. Keep it up.
Well, thank you for calling, Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
But,
right, I will listen in. Even if you don't hear from me, right. I do listen from time
thanks
to time.
For the support. Well, thank
no
you for
problem.
The support. All right.
Thank
tonight.
You.
All right.
So we got less than 60 seconds left. I want to thank Ann, Big Red Mika, even though the topic kind of went another way. Still in all, it's something that needed to be said, as always. And, you know, Mika and Big Red, I want to thank you for putting it all out there. I mean, it's some things that we really need to take care of as a people. And
well,
so we gotta
when
talk.
It happens,
yep.
Let me know.
Yeah,
I'm about.
And on that note, tell them boys, good luck at school. And... Big Red, tell your knuckleheads, I'll see them soon. And tell that damn cat, get out the window. How did he go?
All right, be easy. Nice. Okay, have a good night.
Later.
Good night, y'all. Later.
Later.